in utero. They call it kicking. But tonight I listen closely, my ear pressed tight against the swell of belly, and I hear it. He is building something in there. Something solid with what tools he has. And how his elbow, not his foot, lashes. I did that as a boy behind the house, little saw strokes and two-handed hammer taps. I built benches to sit on, rough, tiny, barely shaped, but sturdy, set down right within the shade of eaves I made them in. Where would I have put them but where the grass is cool and nothing hadn't been how I conceived of it? The future small and crucial, pumping blood into its own most distant capillaries, needing nothing but its own two legs to stand on.